from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, December 17th. Coming up, we continue to learn more about the challenges that students faced with remote learning last year. That includes 1 in 5 Illinois students being chronically absent. We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Despite increasing cases of COVID-19, Governor J.B. Pritzker does not plan to implement new restrictions on gatherings or businesses. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick reports.
That's not something that Illinois is currently looking to do.
Speaking on the 21st talk show, Pritzker says he is not looking to bring back restrictions that Illinois businesses endured in 2020. That's despite a spike in new COVID-19 cases and hospitals filling up due to the fast-spreading Delta variant.
90% of the people who are in the hospital with COVID are unvaccinated, and they're people who mostly haven't been wearing masks.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 63% of people in our state are fully vaccinated, and a third of Illinoisans have had their booster shots. I'm Reginald Hardwick reporting.
The new year will bring higher Ameren bills. Citizens Utility Board spokesperson Jim Chilson says the rate hike approved by the Illinois Commerce Commission will take effect January 1st and will amount to several dollars on most monthly bills. Chilson points out the increase comes when other costs are also going up.
Any increase on bills is not good news for consumers. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're paying skyrocketing natural gas prices, and now Ameren customers are getting hit with an electric rate hike.
Chilson says the increase will be added to the delivery charge, which means even if you don't buy your power from Ameren, you will still see the increase on your bill. Two bus stops are getting upgrades as part of a settlement of a U.S. Department of Justice investigation into accessibility at the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
A sign with the MTD logo sticks out of the grass next to the street. For many riders, it's just another bus stop. For riders in wheelchairs like Rayanne Lindsay, the grassy patch is a barrier.
They're going to have to get off the sidewalk somehow, try to get on the ramp. If it's muddy, they'll get stuck. Then what, you know?
Lindsay is an advocate at the disability service group PACE. She says bus stop accessibility is one of the top priorities among PACE customers. A complaint from a rider about the Champaign-Urbana Transit website first sparked the investigation. The transit district has now adjusted its website and will spend $100,000 on upgrading bus stops and more. One of the two stops will likely be in front of the PACE office in Urbana. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported nearly 250 new COVID-19 cases in the county yesterday. The number of active cases is more than 1,900. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 81 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, which is near the highest level in a year. 16 of those patients are in the ICU. County health officials say getting fully vaccinated and boosted remains the best way to help control the spread of the virus. Find vaccine locations at the Public Health District website. They also recommend following state requirements and wearing a mask while at indoor public places. Still to come, a recent report showed that 1 in 5 Illinois students were chronically absent last year when most were learning remotely. We'll learn more on the causes and consequences from Peter Medlin coming up next on 217 Today.
It's 1958, and trouble is brewing in the English town of Grandchester. Reverend Will Davenport is the town vicar who has to navigate moral and legal gray areas to help the ones he loves as new crimes and scandals unfold. Inspector Gordy Keating is around to help, but he deals with his own crises. Find out how you can stream Season 6 of Grandchester and other critically acclaimed masterpiece series as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. State education reports are starting to stream in and paint a picture of the struggles students faced during the last school year. One startling stat that came out, 1 in every 5 Illinois students was chronically absent. Peter Medlin spoke with districts that had high rates to get some answers.
When a student is chronically absent, it means they're missing 10% or more of the school year. That's missing at the very least around 18 days of school. The problem was made significantly worse during the pandemic, but there were high rates of chronic absence before COVID-19. In fact, the pandemic only increased the statewide rate by 3%. But in districts like Rockford Public Schools, where absence rates were high before, they've skyrocketed since the pandemic. One in every five students in Illinois was chronically absent, but in Rockford, it was more than half. And as for Black students, nearly 70%. Morgan Gallagher is the Rockford Public Schools chief of schools, and he was disheartened to see so many Rockford students missed that much time. For one, he says he thought the district took the right approach through the pandemic.
And I say we were frustrated because I want to say we were the largest district in the state of Illinois that maintained in-person instruction as a modality.
Unfortunately, keeping an in-person option all of last year didn't help. He says about half of students chose to learn remotely last year, and of those, he says only a very small proportion returned in person when restrictions eased in the spring.
Many of our students that chose remote, too, were some of our more disadvantaged students, the students that are really furthest away from opportunity in many regards.
So now that everyone is back in person, how do you help get those students back on track? When you're talking about half of all the students in your district, Gallagher says it's difficult to know even where to start.
It's hard to attribute, like, which one do I need to focus on? Like, which ones have that causal connection to the chronic absenteeism or not? Like, if I am looking at my school report card that just came out, and I'm seeing like, oh, geez, our IAR literacy scores really dropped last year. Well, how much of that do I attribute to the chronic absenteeism, or how much of that is like we really need to improve our instructional practices?
It's up to schools to determine that correlation versus causation. But what do schools do to help students who are chronically absent in a normal non-pandemic year? And is the approach the same now, just at a larger scale? Steve Wilder says, yeah, it's both personalized and wholesale. He's the superintendent at the Sycamore School District. Before the pandemic, only about 7% of their students were chronically absent. But last year, it ballooned to 36%.
Even your staffing is built to support those 6% or whatever the case may be. When it's 36, totally different ballgame, but the approach is the same.
Many districts are using COVID relief funding to lower class sizes, implement social-emotional curriculum, and hire more social workers. Kelly Friedland says it's hard to quantify just how disruptive the pandemic has been for each student. She's the superintendent at Kinnickinnick, where typically low rates of chronic absence went through the roof last year. She says third graders haven't had a normal year since kindergarten.
You have a student who you can see they are in third grade, that tip of the iceberg. But what you can't see is all of the things that perhaps some were missed out that's below the surface of the water.
She says their plan to get students back on track is a three-legged stool. One is core instruction, teaching third graders the third grade material. The second is targeted skills, working in small groups to fill in gaps in areas multiple kids struggled in. And the third is personalized, based on individual students' unique context. Back in Rockford, Gallagher says many schools are hiring parent and community liaisons to reconnect families to their schools and teachers. They've also been spending COVID dollars on social workers when they can find workers to hire. Most districts are banking that fewer quarantines this year will lower chronic absent numbers far below where they were last year. But in many districts, COVID did not create these issues. And it'll take both district-wide and individual interventions and support to help their students get back on track and stay in class. I'm Peter Mudlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says increasing clouds today with a chance of showers late and a high of 40 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Kevin Boucher, Emily Hayes, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.